The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know, our best friend, I don't know if you know this or not, but Anthony A. told a woman that she reminded him of SpongeBob, and she did not like that. Can we talk about this, please? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I'm the one who didn't talk about SpongeBob to a woman. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., and so allow me to paint this picture. I'm at this fun party. It was a House of Metal party, right? So we're playing a bunch of like new age metal music.
Yeah,
really cool. And we're sitting there, we're vibing out to Papa Roach, and this lady, she was just the light of the room. She was dancing around, making friends with everybody, socializing with the people who came.
She moshing and everything.
She was great.
Like in there, yeah.
Yeah, she was She was so fun. I said, hey, you have SpongeBob energy. Yeah. Like, you're bright and joyful, and you fill the room. And
you just told her she was built like a box.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what she heard, because she just got quiet and walked off. And then her friend comes back to me, and she's like, why would you say she looks like SpongeBob?
You're like, that's not what I said. That's not what I said.
I meant personality, not the pants. So, and then I felt bad the rest of the night.
I do keep thinking about the concert. Remember when SpongeBob comes in and there's heavy metal playing, and he's like on the strings, and like right away, that's the vision I got. Is that what this woman was like? No woman wants to be compared to a square body. Now
and
I
if
know.
She was quick, if she was quick, she would have come back and been like, and who are you, Patrick Starr?
Or Sandy Cheeks. That would have been better.
Your
message got misconstrued. You didn't mean that. You meant she was joyful and happy. Maybe you had the vision of SpongeBob at the concert. I don't know. It happens a lot. You say things you don't mean, and you put your foot in your mouth. That's what you did, Aunt.
I basically live my life that way.
Oh, Otto, come on. Come on.
When I did it, I was like, oh, man, I just pulled the DJ Automatic. When I did it, that was literally my thought process.
You know how many times Otto has said things to people that I'm just like, oh, my gosh, be quiet. Like, what are you saying? We've talked about Becky G. She always had a gap, right, when she was young. And then she got these beautiful teeth, and he just kept talking about them over and over again. I did something not exactly
I was complimenting her, just like
Anthony was complimenting this woman and saying her.
Aura was of SpongeBob. If she had aura of SpongeBob, that's a beautiful thing.
That's like somebody getting lip injections. You're like, man, your lips look so different. No, you don't do that. You don't do that. Ooh. So anyway, I saw my friend at the grocery store, and I said, oh my gosh, it's been so long since I've seen you. When are you due? And she just looked at me and she said, I had my baby 6 months ago.
Gosh!
I said, that's what I meant. How is the baby? And I mean, I was like, no, that might be the worst thing ever.
I have a former friend, and she's former because of this, because she was pregnant. And I was like, why are you so puffy? And I pushed her arm.
Oh,
she like, my finger sunk into it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, my finger sunk into you. That's
crazy. She probably had toxemia. She's just pregnant. That's what happens. We retain water, sir.
She did. And her husband came and told me, don't do that. That wasn't funny. And I was like, I didn't mean it to be funny. It was an honest observation. And he was like, she didn't take it that way. So don't bring it up again.
Treating her like a human pen cushion.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A man just sold his wife's wedding rings. And I was like, what are you doing, sir? First of all, he finds out that she's sneaking around, right? She says she's going somewhere and she's not. And he sells the rings. That's how he lets her know he realizes what she's up to.
What are they are?
Your wedding rings?
Yeah, what other rings have I ever worn?
I think somebody else has them.
What do you mean? Like who?
Whoever bought them from the pawn shop that I gave it to.
What are you talking about?
I sold your rings.
Why?
Because you're cheating on me.
What the are you talking about?
You've been coming home late from work every day, telling me that you're somewhere that you're not. You shared your location with me, so I see where you're at. If you tell me you're going to the bar, you're not. You're in some neighborhood.
Okay.
At some house all the time.
Okay, and you haven't thought to, like, maybe just have a conversation with me and ask me, like, what's going on?
No.
Instead of selling my ring?
I don't.
I'm, like, not paying attention?
No, I don't need to. Because I know that you're cheating on me, because I saw that you have an active Tinder account, too.
Okay, but that
really solidified
it. No, that doesn't give me the right to sell my rings. They're mine.
No, they're mine.
No, they're mine.
I bought them for
you. I don't care who bought them.
I paid $25,000 for them, for you. For you to make the vows to be faithful to me.
$25,000 for the ring? You took them to a pawn shop? You probably got two.
if my man is wise enough to be able to afford $25,000 rings, I think he's going to figure out a way to at least make some more than $2,000.
He didn't care.
Back.
This was deeper than making money. He did it to hurt her. In the end, those are her rings, and I guarantee you the judge is going to make him pay for those rings now that he hadn't put it out there. Yes, the judge will. Because
how
they're hers. You can't take my things.
I believe he paid for them.
Is that adultery? Isn't that the court legal term for what's going
on
here?
Yes, they should divorce, and he shouldn't have done that to the rings. She should have, you know, maybe done whatever.
You're justifying that she gets to keep the rings?
She should keep the rings, just like he gets to keep his rings. And maybe he should keep the house and all that other stuff, too, because she shouldn't have been up to her trifling ways.
I guarantee you she didn't spend $25,000 on his ring. I think that he spent...
You don't buy a ring to match the other ring and stuff.
That's a huge amount of money to find out that you're... partner is on Hinge or wherever she was, whatever dating site she
Tinder,
was on.
That's not the point. The point is that she lied. She's a liar. None of that has anything to do with him grabbing the rings and selling the rings. They're her rings.
As my friend right now, you're my friend. You believe he shouldn't sell the rings? Come on. You've told me to do pettier stuff to my exes than that.
You've never been married. Like, it's different.
Oh,
the rings are hers.
Don't pull that card right now. Oh.
Why?
Okay. You've been married. What happened to your
rings? I'm married to you, Otto.
I know. I know you have the rings that I gave you because we're still married, but I've never asked you about what happened to the other one.
So the first time I was a teenager, 15.
That sounded so weird saying.
The first time I got married. I know, but it's true. I kept the ring and then I took it to a pawn shop. That's how I know he's not getting anything for it.
Your teen bride wedding ring you don't have anymore.
No.
And I can't imagine it was much to look at anyways, though.
It was actually cute, but
That you sold it?
Yeah, I sold it at the pawn shop. And then the second ring, I was going to have it melted down and done something else.
Oh, that was the ring that got
I left it at my friend Joe's house, Joe Lopez, and she was having her house redone, and they just tossed it.
Oh, Joe.
My friend Joanna. They call her Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a dude this whole time.
No.
He sounded sketch. I'm like, he stole the rings. Definitely.
No, he did not steal
Joe Lopez
ring.
Definitely stole the ring.
Either way, I just think it's wrong. What he's done is bring himself down to her level. Just tell someone, I don't want to be with you. Walk away, take the house, all of that. But the rings, what are you going to do with them? They're bad luck. You know that. They're bad luck.
And he got rid of them. I just can't see her like leaving the situation with a $25,000 prize. My pride would not let that happen. Because that $25,000 worth of rings, she doesn't deserve them anymore. Personally, I'd rather throw them away.
Oh, Otto.
I'm just telling you, that's how I feel. Because if we're not going to be together, you're not going to have what we had. I'm sorry.
I knew somebody that gave the ring to his next girl.
Honestly, I think Automatic would do that before he would throw them away.
Well, luckily he wasn't married before, so I don't have a used ring, okay? Anyway, selling a spouse's ring without permission can be a crime, typically classified as theft. So be careful, all right?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We have our contestant to play Who's Lying. Hi, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Sandra.
Sandra, you are the correct caller. Let's play Who's Lying.
Let's go.
Sandra. Oh, my God. Okay. I want you to win so badly.
I do.
Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go first. Sandra, by the way, that's my mother's name, so I already love you. So I want to talk about one of my first jobs. I used to work at this fast food place. It's a burger spot called Texas Burger in West Texas. And at the time, I didn't have a car. See, I was a really young mom. So I was walking everywhere to look for a job. And I saw this place. It was pretty busy. So I walked in, asked for the manager. I told her, I'll be on time. I'll work hard. And she said, you know what? Fill out this application. She hired me. First, she had me mopping everywhere and cleaning, which is not fun. But I did so well, I got promoted to ice cream parlor.
Hey.
Yeah.
DJ Automatic here. I worked in fast food, too. I was an assistant manager at McDonald's. I did this when I dropped out of college. So I moved up the ranks pretty fast, though. I went from fries to register, and then I was assistant in less than 3 months. And just to be clear, just so everybody knows, my ice cream machine was never broken. It always worked, but I ended up quitting that job and going back to college
full time. Automatic, that is hilarious.
Yo, how you doing, Anthony? Anthony A., and when I was in college, I worked at a pizza parlor, and we were a very tight-knit group in the kitchen. We would always sing our favorite Kings of Leon song. And one time, I thought I was going to get fired, but my boss actually bailed me out of jail. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right, Sandra. If you can guess who it is that's telling a fib in the studio, you win the free DCS merch, either a hoodie or a t-shirt, your choice. Who's lying?
Anthony A.
No! Sandra! No!
It was me lying. I never worked at McDonald's. I always wanted to when I was little, though.
No, my boss really did. Mike really did bail me out of jail. I'll never forget that.
Man, I'm so glad Mike did that. Yeah. Mike was a good guy.
Kind heart, good man. And yeah, thank you for that. Changed my life forever.
Yeah, and I did work at Texas Burger, and I met my next boss there. I networked and got hired at a jewelry store from the ice cream parlor. Sandra, do you remember one of your first jobs, like your first job, something that really you really liked doing?
I work at the grocery store.
Oh,
I was a cashier at the grocery store. I started there. I was there for like 25 years.
Oh, my God.
So you knew everybody in the neighborhood.
I knew all the stores also.
I bet you saw it all, too.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Offset, obviously, formerly in Amigos, formerly married to Cardi B, shot at a popular casino. We do have an update. First, though, celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
Superstar TikTok content creator Big Justice celebrating his birthday, and Sky Jackson celebrating her birthday.
Okay, so confirmed by a spokesperson, Offset is fine and is recovering quietly after a gunshot to the leg. He's stable and being closely monitored, and all is good. All is not good. What is going on here? He's at a casino in Miami. There's a big fight. Who was arrested? Somebody got arrested?
Lil TJ got arrested for disorderly conduct. His lawyer says that he was not involved in the scuffle, though.
Okay.
Which, of course, he's going to say that.
I was going to say, of course he's going to say that. What is going on here?
Man, I hope everything kind of plays out and justice is served in the right way, because it's tragically, you know, Takeoff was also lost and to gunfire after a gambling situation, which I believe Offset was gambling at the casino.
Anthony, that's the first thing that came to my mind, was the fact that somebody in the crew's already had their life taken by guns. And we've seen, you know, who's the other one? Not Takeoff, not Offset. What's his name?
Quavo.
Go to the White House to lobby for, you know, better gun control. And also, can we just make better choices? That's the thing with me. Like, why does it always have to be someone pulling a gun out? Seriously.
Well, and the other thing is that at this point, you know, these guys are in their late 30s. And
right, Otto, thank you.
Like, what are you doing? Why are you still surrounding yourself with people that are even like this?
I feel bad for Cardi right now, because I know that, you know, she's under the microscope too. And no matter what, that's the father of her children. And she doesn't want to have to explain to her kids that something happened to dad. I wonder, do you think she should even tell them what happened? Should she bring it up?
No.
Not at this point, because we still don't even know. What if he was the victim here? What if
he is a victim. I'm saying, though, do you say, hey, your dad's shot and he's in the hospital, or do you just not say a word? I mean, think about that.
It's not life-threatening. I don't think I would tell my kids. I would probably just keep it to myself, and because you're just going to cause panic if you say, hey, your dad got shot. That's going to cause a lot of trauma.
Oh, my gosh. I just hope he recovers quickly. And whoever did it, I hope they get prosecuted.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can be a baby namer consultant. Yes, that's a real job. And make $30,000 each name.
What?
Every baby name that you help a couple pick, they will pay you up to $30,000 for. And here's why. There is power in a name. What you name your child will have an effect on their success later in life. And so rich folks understand that, and they pay baby consultants to name their children.
I guess that
makes
sense.
It's a work from home job that everybody wants.
That's like, what happens though if, like, you know, you pick a little Ricardo and little Ricardo ends up not living up to the potential?
Yeah, what if he flops? Do you get your money back? Is there a money back guarantee?
20 years later, how do you even know? So Taylor Humphrey is a baby naming consultant, and she does this for many, many wealthy couples. She's been doing it now for over 8 years. And by the way, her name was just picked from an 80s soap opera star. So I'm like, why are we paying you, lady? Nobody consulted to pick your name. It was easy for us to pick Ava Maddox's name. Her name is Ava Marie.
Well, then that kind of happens, like, because everyone goes to, like, spells like Ava. I know a lot of friends who have daughters named Ava and Olivia.
Okay.
And then I know the classic growing up, like, if you're from the 90s or 2000s, you know that a lot of Latina women have the middle name Marie.
Marie, is it? So this is different. So I liked that name. I also liked Olive and I think Francesca.
I was not going to go with olive.
Yeah, so no Otto didn't like olive, but we did a, we were on the radio, this was years ago, and we asked people to choose between olive, Francesca, and Ava Marie, and Ava Marie won. I was like, I still wasn't sold, but my mother-in-law, Mama Matic, is real Catholic. She is Mas Católica, and she's like, oh, Ave Maria, that's the name. So I was like, you know what? Ave Maria, okay.
She started singing me the song, and that was, I was sold on it after that. I was like, that's going to be her name, and now every kid's name is Ava.
Oh, come on, automatic. Anyway, so Beyonce actually covered Ave Maria. She sang it in Spanish.
That'd have been enough to steal the deal for me right there.
For me, my name is Dana. This is so embarrassing to even say, but my aunt had my mom pick Dana because she said it didn't sound Hispanic.
Oh, that's, well, so a lot sad. Of that goes into it, too. A lot of that goes in.
Yeah.
My uncle, well, my grandpa was named Frank, and then he gave my uncles and my mom really American names for that exact same reason. My mom's name is Doris. I have Uncle Leroy, John.
Just to stay
and
away.
Steve.
No, because there was such a stigma around like Guadalupe and Maria, names like that. How did you get your name, Otto? Because I know it's a weird. Your name isn't automatic, it's Merritt.
No, my real name is Merritt. And the way I got it was my great grandfather was born in a. Their parents were farmers, they're immigrants, they're working the fields. And she went into labor, and a man with the last name Merritt delivered him on the field. And so there's a bunch of people in my family that are named Merritt.
Okay, hold on. Farmer Merritt delivered your great grandfather or whatever?
No, it was just the way they told me the story was like this man appeared out of nowhere and he helped deliver your great grandfather and his last name was Merritt. What? So we named him Merritt. His
oh, man.
Conflict. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Your mom really is Catholic. Dana wasn't lying. A man appeared. I love it.
A man appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah. So
surprise,
that's how I got
your name,
my name
isn't Jesus.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, so one of the best-selling chocolate bars is using chocolate again. Why did they stop in the first place? Otto will give us the decent food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Inside the Kohl's studio, my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so 3.1 million eye drops have been recalled, and they've been distributed at Walgreens, CVS, Kroger, and more. It's a Class 2 recall, according to the FDA, which means you can still use them, but they might cause adverse health consequences. How about no? If you would like a list of these eye drops, because there's like 8 different categories and 8 different brands, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I will send you the link. That's always weird to me. When they're like, you could use it. You're just going to get kind of sick. This is my eye we're talking about.
I was going to say, what kind of adverse reactions? Like temporary blindness? Or what is it?
Literally gives no list, Otto. They've cut the FDA so badly that I'm giving you the link, okay? That's how bad it is. It literally does not say what could happen to your eyes. So just hit me up and I'll save your eyes. All right, what do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
It's funny till it's not. All right.
I know.
Hershey's is bringing back real chocolate to Reese's Peanut Butter Cups because the grandson wrote an open letter and he didn't like the fact that they're not using real chocolate with what his grandpa created.
And yeah.
All of America's here for it because Reese's don't taste the same anymore, and I believe that.
When you're talking a Reese's candy, you're not talking just a candy. You're not talking a delectable treat. You're talking a staple and a representation of everything beautiful in this country. And so the fact that they're going back to what made them great in the first place is something I really admire.
My thing is, it was already cheap chocolate to begin with. Now you're getting even more cheap?
God. It was compound coating. It wasn't even real chocolate.
Oh my gosh. What are we doing here? The fact that it already has dirt peanut butter and now you're giving me fake chocolate, that just makes no sense.
Well,
whatsoever.
They're bringing the real chocolate back, Dana.
All right.
All thanks to the grandson.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Lovers, the OG is back. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Let's go ahead and start with International Day of Pink. Now, this is encouraging everybody to wear pink and take a stand against bullying and homophobia.
I think this is so important. My daughter, Stasia, had a best friend in junior high that was different. and boys would make fun of him all the time and push him around. And I remember the time she came home from school and said they pushed him down the stairs and he broke his ankle. And his mom at that point was so upset because she'd been complaining for years to the school about the bullying that he had to endure because he was different, because he was gay. And I think she had to pull him out of school because the violence had gotten so bad.
She did.
What in the world makes anyone feel good about making someone else feel bad? There's something wrong with you. I'm wearing my pink today.
Yes, more information on this day at dayofpink.org. And we also have National Empanada Day.
Tasty! Love me an empanada.
Pumpkin empanadas. Those are the best, but I like the piña too.
Oh, yes. Wait, the what?
Piña with pineapple.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't speak Spanish. I was like, the what? No way.
You
dude.
Speak empanada, though, huh? You like empanada day.
Keep the piñas out my mouth. Hey, that's what I know. All right. We'll wrap it up on dog farting awareness. How about
oh,
right there.
My gosh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dog pedals. How about that? Dog farting awareness.
See, you are bilingual. Awareness. You're bilingual. Anthony, you knew that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.